The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Household budgets coming under more pressure with DBS, the latest bank to raise mortgage rates. This is The Big Story with me, Olivia Kway. Remember to subscribe to The Straits Times channel so you never miss an episode. Mortgage costs are going up for thousands of homeowners in Singapore, and some could be in for a shock after years of low interest rates. DBS, the latest bank to raise rates on all its home loan packages, according to checks by The Straits Times. The bank's two-year fixed rate package is now 0.3 percentage points higher at 2.75% per annum, while its three-year fixed rate package is 0.15 points higher at 2.75% per annum as well. The bank has also pulled its five-year fixed-rate package for HDB homeowners off the market that used to offer loans at 2.05%. Well, DBS's move comes after UOB and OCBC raised the rates on their home loan packages last week following an interest rate hike by the U.S. Federal Reserve earlier this month. Invest editor Tan Wee Boon joins us with tips on dealing with rising rates. So with mortgage costs increasing, Wee Boon, what can homeowners do with their existing home loans?
First of all, Oli, my advice to all homeowners is this: don't panic. The new rates do not apply to you if you own an HDB flat and are on a HDB loan. Even with the ups and downs in recent times, the HDB loan has remained constant at 2.6%. or 0.1% higher than CPF interest rate. So give yourself a pat on the back for choosing this loan when you first bought your HDB. It is now one of the lowest fixed rate now. If you have recently taken up a new loan or have refinanced, that lower rate will still be applicable for a couple of years until the contract period runs out. So you also won't need to pay more for the next 1 or 2 years. Even if the rate hits you, it's not all doom and gloom. Let's do a quick sum. Assuming that even if you have a sizable loan of $800,000 for 30 years, at 2%, your monthly repayment is about $2,900. Even if it jumps to 3%, it becomes $3,400 or $500 more every month. It won't cause a major upset, just that you may have to watch your expenses a bit.
Well, thanks for those scenarios, Wee Boon. I'm on an HDB loan, so I'm just giving myself a pat on the back, like you said. Let's give you another scenario. Let's say I'm a new home buyer. What are my options when interest rates are rising?
If you are buying HDB, like I said, stick with the HDB loan, which has become attractive now. If you are going to the bank, ask the bank officer to work out the repayment schedule for both the floating rate and the fixed rate so that you can better judge which is better. Every bank has its own way of pricing the floating rate. It is still cheaper now, but there is always a risk of upside later on. What you need to do is to ask all the questions until you are completely satisfied. Ask them what happens if it goes up and what are the factors that will cause it to go up. Just remember that there's no such thing as a stupid question when it comes to your hard-earned money. So don't be shy. Finally, before you leave, ask them what is their rule when it comes to loan redemption. You need to ask this because some banks may charge a penalty if you make lump sum payments during the contract period.
Well, Wee Boon, with inflation increasing and the cost of living also going up, how should we manage our finances and not get into a situation where we're spending more than we're earning?
Days like now shows us that it is absolutely vital for us to have a personal reserve so that our world does not become upside down the moment prices start to rise. Yes, inflation is scary, but what is even worse is the unexpected expenses, your medical and dental bills, or when things start to break down and you require big sums of money to fix or replace them. So what this means is that it is vital for you to set aside more money and be more prudent with your expenses. You cannot increase your income overnight, but you can watch your spending immediately. So if you're feeling tight, you should think twice about spending more money on, say, an overseas holiday now. If you are worried about inflation, why pay more for an overpriced air ticket today? You can always wait for the off-season price and plan your holidays when fewer people are traveling.
Many thanks, as always, to our Invest Editor, Tan Wee Boon.